she is joining me on the line right now, Paloma Faith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Paloma, congratulations. At the moment, you have a massive hit in Australia with Only Love Can Hurt Like This. Now, am I right in knowing that this song was actually written by Diane Warren? But I heard it through the grapevine that you didn't love the hit when you first heard it. Is that right?
I didn't like it. What happened was I met Diane Warren and she said, I've written you this song. She asked to meet me and I initially said no because I don't sing songs for other people. And basically I went to meet her anyway because she was like, you have to come meet me. And I got on really well with her. And I still do. And she asked me to sing a song which I hadn't heard yet. And I just said, no, there's no point. So I won't do it. And she was like, okay, well, I guarantee that in 3 months you can change your mind. So I left. And then sort of 3 or 4 months later, she phoned me. And she was like, okay, I'm going to play it to you down the phone. So she played it down the phone on the piano. And she's not got the best voice either. And I was just like, oh, my God, this song's absolutely beautiful. And I said, oh, I hate you. She laughed. But then now I've found out from, like, spending more time with her that I'm in really good company because apparently Toni Braxton didn't want to do Unbreak My Heart and Cher didn't want to do Turn Back Time either. And now apparently Toni Braxton's autobiography is called Unbreak My Heart.
Now, there's always a lot of rumours, Paloma, about different celebrities. One I heard about you, and I don't know if there's any truth in this, is that you actually had to put Elton John on hold during a phone conversation. Is that right?
No. There's definitely loads of Chinese whispers going across the globe because I just heard that I'd cooked for Ellen DeGeneres, who I've never met.
What are some of the funniest Chinese whispers that you've heard about yourself, Paloma?
Funny. I don't know about funny. I've heard some ones that have been, like, obvious Chinese whispers, like, where people get more exaggerated. Like, once I said that Niall from One Direction had said to somebody, like, to my friend, oh, I'm going to marry her one day. And then the next thing you know, it was like, Niall from One Direction proposes to Paloma Faith.
Paloma, breaking hearts right around the world, that's for sure. Hey, on that note then, do you have, like, a perfect type? What are you looking for in a guy?
Well, I'm actually in the relationship with my ideal partner. I've never been happier in my entire life, and I am quite hard to please and also a serial monogamist.
Well, it certainly is good to hear you're so happy, Paloma, and congratulations on the huge hit Only Love Can Hurt Like This, and I know you've got amazing new music coming out as well, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
Thank you.